I was at a chasana last week, and they have these very helpful cards that they leave under the chuppah that have all the seven brachas on them, but half of the cards have bracha number one labeled as number two, half of the cards have both of the first two brachas on the same card with the bar priya gafen, not bracha number one labeled as bracha two, bracha two labeled as bracha one, and some of the cards that you find under the chuppah sometimes have the first two brachas on the same card, but bar priya gafen is in very tiny print, and shakal bar lechvodo is in nice print. So very often what happens is, and this happened at the chasana zel last week, they were mechabit someone to say the first bracha, he got up, he took the kos, and he said shakal bar lechvodo. So someone said, and the Masada Kiddushin had him, everyone corrected him, so he said Bar Priya Gafen, and then they called up the next guy said Shakal Bar Lechvodo. So the Rabbi Axelrod was sitting next to me, said that's not right, meaning he probably should not be repeating Shakal Bar Lechvodo. So I thought maybe we would take a few minutes to discuss some of the common mistakes that happen during the Shavu Brachos under a Chuppah. So as far as that one is concerned, the Rambam in Tshuvas HaRambam Siman Vav, and is quoted by all the Achronim, by the Ber Hetiv and the Chachma Adam, and all the others quote from earlier sources based on the Maseches Kala that the order of the Shavu Brachos is not Ma'akev. So if you say one of the Brachos out of order, fine, just continue with the other Brachos and you'll still have the same number of Brachos. So if a person said Shakal Baruch Chvado before Baruch Priya Gafen, call up the next guy to say Baruch Priya Gafen. If that guy then corrected himself and said Bari Priya Gafen, so he had now said Shakol Baruch Chvado and Bari Priya Gafen, and then they call up someone else to say Shakol Baruch Chvado, that person should say no thank you, because that will then be a bracha levatala. So you don't want him to say a bracha levatala. If a person said let's take another one. Sometimes you're at a chasna, this happened a couple of times, that a person starts saying the bracha and they know, they don't know all the shavu brachas by heart, they call up whoever they call up, but the person sees that it's a short bracha, and it sounds familiar as he's saying it, so he decides to take the second half bal peh. So he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melechem Shakol, oh, I know this one, Nihyeh B'dvaro, and he finishes off with Shakol Nihyeh B'dvaro. So what's the halacha if a person does that? Other times, Shakol Nihyeh B'dvaro can come up in a different context. A person once, since I was at a chasen, instead of saying Baruch Priya Gafen, said Shakol Nihyeh B'dvaro. So let's take each of those cases. Let's start with, person says Shakol Nihyeh B'dvaro instead of Shakol Baruch Vado. So Pashtos is, he's not Yotze, he's Meshanim Matbeh, Shetav Chav Mibrachos, the Brach is supposed to be Shakol Baruch Chvado, not Shakol Nihyeh B'dvaro. Rav Nissen Kaplan in his Sefer Birchas Chasanim in Hilchos Shavu Brachos, Perek Yidal, footnote Yud, points out from the Atzei Arazim, it sounds not that way. It sounds like you might be Yotze, because the Atzei Arazim talks about a case where a person, instead of a Kos Shal Yayin, has a Kos Shal Sheicher. He has beer for the Kos Shal Bracha, and he says it could be that if you say Shakol Nihyeh B'dvaro on your Kos Shal Sheicher, that you should not then say Shakol Baruch Vado Dishneyem Inyan Echad, because Shakol Baruch Vado and Shakol Nihyeh B'dvaro basically mean the same thing. So if you already covered the Inyan with your Shakol Nihyeh B'dvaro, and therefore you should not say Shakol Bara Lichvado. However, Rav Nissen Kaplan points out that it's not a good raya, because that case is where the Shakol Nihyeh B'dvaro is warranted. You were supposed to say it because it was on the beer. So you were not Mishanim Matbeh Shavacham Brachos when you said it. So then maybe that will cover your Shakol Bara Lichvado. But when you weren't supposed to say it, where you were, it was totally out of place, so then maybe it's not going to work. And also he points out that the Torah quotes from Rabbi Nissen Gaon that if you say bracha al sheichar, you're mashlim sheish brachos. That if you say shakol nihyeh b'dvaro on sheichar, you're mashlim the other sheish brachos. That implies including shakol baruch vado, you say all other six brachos. Rav Nissen Kaplan explains that really they're not inyan echad. They actually mean different things. Shakol nihyeh b'dvaro's point of emphasis is that Hashem created everything without any action, with just dibur alone, the world was created. Whereas shakol baruch vado is the purpose of creation, that it's there for the kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam, not how it was created. So they might in fact be two separate inyanim. What about the other case where instead of saying Baruch Priya Gafen, a person says Shakol Nihyeh B'dvaro? So this is the famous Maisa that happened with the Aderes. The Aderes was hired as like the assistant rabbi of Yerushalayim, because he was being groomed to take over for Shmuel Salant. The problem, because Shmuel Salant was getting older, so the Aderes was brought in to take over. As it turned out, man plans and God laughs, as it turned out, Rav Shmuel Salant, the Aderes died before Shmuel Salant, so he never actually got to take over the position. But when he came to Eretz Yisrael, they right away were mechabed him with the Seder Kiddushin, you know, give him some practice. So the Aderes right away, the first Seder Kiddushin he had, by the Birchas Erisin, he took the Kos Yayin and he said, Shakol Nia Bidvaro. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman quotes this Maisa without identifying it as the Aderes. Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Shuvas Mincha Shlomo Simin Yilches Os Yir Aleph quotes this Maisa, and he points out that what the Aderes did was that he then said another bracha, Baruch Pri HaGafen. He then, after saying Shakol Nibidvaro, realizing he made a mistake, he said a Baruch Pri HaGafen. So everyone there at the chasen said, what are you doing? The Shakol Nibidvaro works for anything. You shouldn't say a Baruch Pri HaGafen. So he said, no, that's when I'm making a bracha for myself. But over here, I'm a shliach of the chasen and kala. So if I'm a shliach of the chasen and kala, the tkunisha, the tichav lo lavuse, they could say that I sent you to do something good for me, not to make the wrong bracha, and therefore it wasn't a fulfillment of my shlichus at all, and that's why I have to say a Baruch Pri HaGafen. So if C. Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi, also quoted by Shlomo Zalman, rejects that, because he said the Birchas Harrison might not be for the guy himself, but for the Mekadesh himself, for the Chassan himself, it might be for all the people there. The Birchas Harrison, who's Chayiv in saying the Birchas Harrison? Ooh, this is totally and not Machlokas. Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah, or is it a Birchas Shevach Vodah? You hold back the Rosh there. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas Shevach Vodah. Who says that it's the Chassan's Bracha in the first place? Maybe you're not a Shliach of the Chassan when you're saying the Birchas Erisin or the Baruch Pri HaGafen that's associated with it. So that's why the Har Tzvi rejected this psak of the Aderes, that the Aderes paskened on the spot. Rav Shlomo Zalman, for his part, says, no, I think the Aderes is right. He says, our minhag is that only the Chassan and Kala drink from it, not the Mevarech. So regardless of the nature of Birchas Erisin, the Baruch Pri HaGafen itself is clearly just for the Chassan and Kala. Yes, there are those people that have a chumrah that the Brisker Rav may or may not have done, that pouring the wine on the finger and then sucking off of the finger. But the Pashat Minhag is that only the Chassan and the Kala drink from the Kos. So if that's the case, it's clear that the Baruch Pri HaGafen is for them. So even though we do hold, like the Pnei Yeshua says, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that the Baruch Pri HaGafen is partially like a Birchas HaMitzvah, in that normally on a Birchas HaNenin, I cannot say a Baruch Pri HaEitz to allow you to eat an apple. Only if I'm eating an apple it would work. So we do treat it like a Birchas HaMitzvah in that I could say a Baruch Pri HaGafen and allow that it allows the Chassan and Kala to drink from the wine, but it's also Birchas HaNenin in Klapei the Chassan and Kala. So for them to be able to drink it, it's a Birchas HaNenin, and you're the one saying the bracha for them. Then Rosh Shlomo Zalman adds that the Mevarech can't even drink from it himself, meaning if the Mevarech wants to, after he said the Shakol Nebivaro, he wants to drink from the wine, he can't do that himself, because at the time that he said the bracha, he had no plans to drink from it himself. So he wasn't having in mind to be motzi himself in the bracha. And he can't just say another Baruch Pri HaGafen unless he also takes a sip, because they have already been yotze, the Birchas HaMitzvah element of it, and now all that's left is the Birchas HaNenin element of it. So it's a complicated situation in that case of the Aderes. Another issue that sometimes comes up, not as often hopefully, is that sometimes there are two brachas that are similar to each other. Is Asher Yatzar and Yatzar HaAdam. Very rarely will you be at a chasna where a person takes the Asher Yatzar and just goes straight into Asher Yatzar and says the whole Asher. That could happen also. That's obviously Mishan Mabesh Savacham brachos. But there's sometimes you have Asher Yatzar and Yatzar HaAdam are confused for each other. Says Machlok Saposkim, if a person said Asher Yatzar before Yatzar HaAdam, Machlok Saposkim, if he should still say Yatzar HaAdam at all, since Yatzar HaAdam is a more specific bracha and maybe exempt, Asher Yatzar rather is a more specific bracha, maybe exempts Yotzer HaAdam. The Rav Vazner in Shevet HaLevi Chelichas Simin Ayin Dalid Reish says that to say Yotzer HaAdam next and just keep going, meaning to not skip any of the brachos, even if you said them out of order, like the Pashtos. Like we said, the order is not Ma'akev. However, the Sefer Atzei Arazim writes Nirali Shimshach Achubirech Asher Yatzar Kodem Yotzer HaAdam Teshuv Eino Mevarechosa. You don't say the bracha d'meilaman d'yamar keneged beiz yitzir d'meilaman d'yamar basa mechshava bracha shnia shenitkena keneged yitzir zachar and akevahu me'inyan azivuk poteres harishona. They're close enough thematically, regardless of which day in the Gemara you hold, like that we need to have two brachas of yitzir. The Gemara in Ksubas talks about this. They're close enough thematically that one is covered with the other. Rav Moshe in or Evna Ezer Chelik Dalis in Peches agrees that you should not say Yotzer HaAdam if you said Asher Yatzar first, because it is covered by the Asher Yatzar Haras Adam. Shlomo Zalman also agrees with that. Rav Nissen Kaplan in his Birchas Chasanim says that it's possible that you need Sheva Brachos Dafka, that a Kala B'lo Brachos Asur L'Bai L'Kenida, and the Rishonim compare that to Matzah and the Lela Seder, that there are seven Brachos in total that need to be said leading up to eating of the Matzah, that Kala B'lo Brachos means Kala B'lo Sheva Brachos is Asur L'Bai L'Kenida, and therefore it could be that that's another reason to Dafka not skip any of the Brachos, to make sure that you're mashlim the full seven brachos. But the ikar is that a person, when they choose a Masada Kiddushin, Shachter often points out, they should choose a Masada Kiddushin who knows what he's doing. That sometimes you have a person chooses just the rabbi that they are most chummy with, that they get along best with, but sometimes that's not a person who has any experience in doing these things, in being Masada Kiddushin. It's not like rocket science to be Masada Kiddushin, but he has to be familiar with the halachas and have the basic experience to know what he's doing, and therefore, not that it guarantees that no issue is going to come up, but should an issue come up, he will then know how to deal with such an issue that may come up. Okay, have a wonderful day, everybody. Thank you.